We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so I was watching the Combine last night, and one of the analysts for the NFL Network is Steve Mariucci, Mooch, former Lions head coach. And I was realizing as I was watching it, because he was doing like the sit-down with Jalen Hurts, and I was realizing
That part too.
Yeah. I can't take Mariucci seriously. I just can't take him seriously. And I'm wondering for sports fans out there who watch a lot of sports on TV, are there analysts that you just can't take seriously because of who they are, for whatever reason? And I'm not denying that Steve Mariucci knows a hell of a lot more about football than I do, okay? Mm-hmm. That's not my overall point. But the obvious example around these parts is Matt Millen. Before Matt Millen was the Lions GM, he was regarded as one of the top voices in pro football. People loved him, et cetera, et cetera. Goes, does the Lions, drives him into the ground, resurfaces on TV. And I just, ever since that time, I'd say lately I've been able to take him more seriously. Like if he's doing a Michigan or Michigan State game on Big Ten Network, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. But it still kind of bothers me to some extent. Mm-hmm. But Mariucci, for some reason, because he came across here as such a softy and kind of a do-nothing, that I can't take him seriously as general manager or as an analyst.
There's a few that I have the same feeling about. And the one guy I used to stick up for all the time, but now when I watch, I'm just so sick of him. Maybe that's more it. It's Pierre Maguire. It's like, I know he was a head coach for the Hartford Whalers for one season, you know, but he just, I don't know, he's gotten so annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
And I
always liked him. And then lately, it's just over time, it just wore on.
So it's not based on his credentials.
No.
It's just based on the personality.
Yeah.
I'm talking more about like...
Well, because Mariucci has credentials. He was a head coach in the National Football League.
Oh, I know he does. There's a lot of guys who have credentials. But for whatever reason, you just can't take them seriously as like quote unquote experts, right?
Right.
Like a lot of times ESPN, the moment a guy retires, no matter who they are, they get a shot to be on ESPN. You know what I mean?
Like Paul Pierce.
Yeah, Paul Pierce is actually, I think, pretty good.
What about Kendrick Perkins? He's kind of like...
At least he's opinionated.
Yes, that's true.
I'm waiting for Paul to come jumping on microphone and slamming us with Dan Orlovsky, because I know he's going to be a guy who a lot of Lions fans can't take all that seriously because he was a lousy quarterback in the NFL and because he has a clear bias for Matthew Stafford.
Right.
So some of the stuff he goes, I have to take with a grain of salt. I know they give him a lot of credit for being great at breaking down film and everything, but I got to say, sometimes when Orlovsky talks, I'm kind of like,
yes.
It's hard to take
same guy ran out of the end zone.
Totally seriously.
I mean, I think he's really good, but you're right. The Stafford thing, which is only probably about 3% of the stuff he ever talks about.
It's higher than that, unfortunately.
But because we focus on it so much.
Yeah. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text 97136. Are there analysts for any sport you watch on TV that, for whatever reason, you just can't take seriously?
I got to know Dan Orlovsky when I covered the Lions. I think he's one of the smartest football players I have ever met in my life. He knows the game inside and out. And yes, I know he stepped out the back of the end zone. I was there when he did it. It doesn't affect the way I think about the guy. I know how he thinks. I like how he breaks down games. I'm cool with that. And yes, I know his defense of Matthew Stafford can be a little irritating at times, but overall knowledge of the game and what he sees on film and how he breaks down film, I am a huge Dan Orlovsky fan, and I will not make any apologies for it.
That's okay.
I think the guy's terrific.
No, he's really good at breaking down
stuff. It shouldn't matter what a guy did in the game. Like,
right.
For example, Herb Street's become the leading voice in college football, and I think he's great. And he was a pedestrian college quarterback. I mean, he barely even started for Ohio State. And so the fact that he's become the main voice, that's not an issue. I mean, Gary Danielson, I think he's fantastic, too, on TV. I know a lot of people are tiring of him, but I enjoy him.
I do, too. I think he's very, very
good. And he was, you know, Lions fans remember.
Sure.
He was a meh NFL quarterback. Still played in the NFL, which is better than I did.
Right.
I know you played a couple years in the leagues, Tony, but sure. I never did. I don't know. There was something about Mariucci, though, where I'm just like, ugh.
Well, that's because when he was here, he was kind of a used car salesman, too.
Yeah.
And that personality is the same.
But right. It works for him on television, even if sometimes it makes you cringe. It does work for him.
Like when Gruden sits down with the quarterbacks, when he used to do that on ESPN, that stuff was great because you knew Gruden was like on it.
Correct.
When I see Mariucci sit down with the quarterbacks, I'm like, all right, Steve, come on. You had Favre. That's pretty much it. Yeah. You know, didn't quite work your magic with Joey Ballgame or anything else. So it's hard for me to take him completely seriously.
The one guy who drives me completely batty, and I can't listen to him, is Michael Irvin. I'm sorry. I can't deal with Michael Irvin.
Yeah. Actually, somebody on the ticket text mentioned one of the Fox guys. The guy on Fox who I have a hard time with is Dave Wanstead. You know, who was just kind of he coached the Dolphins, he coached the Bears, he coached at Pitt. He's got a mustache.
Tough guy.
Yeah, but I don't find any great insight out of him.
No.
The ones that I don't like are the ones that are there to look good on camera.
Like Leinart?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, if that show didn't have Urban Meyer on it, I would never watch it.
Exactly.
He made that show because Bush.
I know.
Actually,
Reggie Bush is pretty opinionated.
Yeah. Quinn's pretty good too. I hear Brady Quinn sometimes on NFL radio, and he actually knows his stuff. But
I like the lead guy too. I can't think of his name yet.
Chris Stone or Rob Stone.
Rob Stone.
Yeah.
Rob Stoner.
Yeah. Related Stoney?
No.
Wow. That'd be cool if he was. We'd get him on all the time.
I know.
another one, the looks, it was Dan Marino for years.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he was awful.
I mean, seriously, he never said anything.
Yeah. Well, the worst ever, I don't know if you guys remember this, was I think it was when CBS got back into football after losing it to Fox. And they got back in the late 90s, I think. And they brought in all the ex-49ers. It was like Joe Montana, Brent Jones, and like George Seifert. Or maybe I'm combining the two. And they all sucked.
Yeah.
Joe Montana was horrible.
Terrible. Bland.
Yeah. Still is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a boring dude. Hell of a quarterback, but a boring ass dude.
Well, they just don't want to say anything.
No. Yeah. Which is fine. But that's what's refreshing about getting guys who actually do want to say something.
That's why I like Orlovsky, because he's crazily wrong sometimes, but yeah. I love the passion.
How about this one? No way I can take Michael Vick seriously. How does he get a job? I don't watch that show. It's like the 11 o'clock Fox show.
Yeah, and he's also on, you know, The Undisputed and on those shows every once in a while.
Oh, is he?
Cowherd, yeah. He's pretty opinionated. He's all right. Is it just the dog thing? Is that why?
It's a big part of it.
No, I know. I understand.
Yeah, it's a big
that.
Part of it. That I think a lot of people resent the fact that he was in prison, got out of prison, went right back to the NFL, and is now being treated like the, you know, royalty almost.
The guy who I think is excellent and should do more but won't do it because he wants to have a life is Steve Young.
Really?
I think Steve Young's awesome.
He's all right.
PTI even puts him on quite a bit.
Every Thursday. Yeah, during the NFL season. Ticket text 97136. For the obvious reasons, I can never take Matt Millen seriously. For someone who knows so much about football, he looked and sounded clueless running the Lions. I still think it's a big joke every time he breaks down a football game. That's from Marlin in Walled Lake.
People will never get over it. I understand it.
Early on, I remember he did like a Michigan game early in his like first year broadcasting, and it was rough. I mean, it just because not that he's rough because he's very good at it, but just every thought you're like, oh, come on.
Where do we stand on Aikman?
I'm not a big fan of Aikman's at all. I think he's okay, but nothing special that he should have that job.
I mean, the whole situation with Garrett. Remember after the Garrett?
Yeah.
This could be serious.
I'm not a big Aikman guy because you're talking about Miles Garrett. I think about Jason Garrett. He had one recently. He was talking to, I always forget how to pronounce his name, the fullback for the 49ers.
Kyle Juszczyk.
Yeah. Yep. And he goes, you know, he reminds me of a guy I used to have in Dallas, Daryl Johnston. Every player reminds him of a former Cowboy that he played. It's never like a guy from the 60s or even the 2000s. It's always, you know, he reminds me a lot of a guy I used to have, Alvin Bryant. You know, it's like, how about somebody else you
didn't
play with?
I just hate, though, that's just consistent, though, with all. I think Fox's NFL shtick is old and stale. Like, it just seems like they're almost like caricatures of themselves. And it was funny, yesterday, Connor... I turned on the NFL Network, and they were replaying Thursday Night Football, 49ers and Cardinals. And so Buck and Aikman are talking. I'm doing prep for the show in the background. They're talking about yeah, we did a Super Bowl here. And then they never said which one. It was 42, when the Giants beat the Patriots. And then they said, we're going to do another one here in a couple years. And Aikman made it. Was pretty funny. He's like, you sure we're going to be here? That was pretty funny.
A guy who we're going to see a lot in the next couple of months, but I think is underrated and really good, Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network. Really, really good at what he does. Knows his stuff and breaks
it down. I don't
want to
know who you like, Tony. We're talking about who you don't like.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, this is who you can't take seriously. What else do you like? Go ahead.
No, that's fine.
No.
I'm not trying to kill the topic.
Tony,
sorry.
You're killing the topic.
Sorry.
You know?
I'm
guys you
up,
like. David and Novi on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. Hey, my person I can't stand is Chris Webber when he's doing the NCAA tournament game. Anytime he gives an advice for young kids to follow or, hey, guys, you know, take note of this, take note of that. I'm like, come on, Chris. Come on, really, Chris? And then they kind of do a mashup of guys from, was it Miller with, some of the other old guys. They just kind of pair them up.
Oh, for the NCAA tournament.
They're ushering in like the new guys for old guys, so eventually they'll get used to it. But Chris Webber's the guy I just can't take seriously when he's doing the NCAA tournament. Thanks, guys.
I think Weber's good on TV, but I agree with you. The fact that he's doing NCAA games really bothers me, like on a some sort of a moral level that I just can't stand. I also personally hate it when they bring in Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith for the NCAA tournament.
They don't watch college basketball during the season.
I think Barkley does to some extent, but I never get the sense that Kenny Smith does, because whenever he's breaking down games at halftime, he's always speaking in these just total generalities.
It's like he only watches North Carolina.
Yeah, and it just bugs me. It's like these guys do the games all year, Gumbel and Davis and Wally Zerbiak. And I know they have like four different studios because they're on all the different networks, but I always feel like when it gets to big time Final Four time, they really feature Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley, and it just bugs me to no end.
I know.
Like on that show, I love Barkley, I love Shaq, I love Ernie, but Kenny just, I don't know, he just bugs me.
He's just meh, as you would say.
Well, I think it's for the NBA too.
That's what I'm talking. I'm talking about Inside the NBA.
Yeah.
That show is fantastic, and Barkley makes it, but I think Shaq's great. But Kenny Smith is just,
you don't need two straight men. I mean, because Ernie's a straight guy, obviously, and Kenny Smith is too, except when he goes to the big screen.
Does he still do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Ticket text 97136. Joel Klatt, such a Michigan slappy, I can't take him seriously during any game.
I think he's very good.
Yeah, I like Klatt a lot too. Tony Romo, can't listen to him at all. I love Tony Romo.
So
I think he's great. I'm totally in on Tony Romo.
And the rumor is this deal is not getting done with CBS, that he's maybe Monday night with Tess.
How about Monday night with somebody else?
Yeah.
As I'm sure every Spartan fan will say, Dan Dockich.
Yes, there's this feeling that Dockich hates the Spartans.
Well, there's a feeling that every announcer hates everything.
Oh, right, I know.
Yeah, Dockich did the Michigan game with Shulman. I don't particularly care for Dockich. I think he just is a little too much. But he knows his stuff.
When he breaks it down and with the telestrator and the ball screen, he must say ball screen more than any other human being on the planet. But he knows what he's doing.
I just can't take Dale Earnhardt Jr. seriously as a commentator. There's just something about him that's from Janice and Allen Park. Okay. I don't watch a lot of NASCAR, so I figured he'd be a well-liked guy. And Alan Dearborn, I don't like Max Kellerman. A lot of his takes are way off. I have no idea what he's talking about sometimes. He needs to go back to boxing and stay there. He's great on boxing.
Yes.
I don't watch the show. I know you watch those shows.
Not as much as I used to.
I'm getting sick and tired of going on like the websites, whatever, Big Lead or so-and-so, and it's just like, Kellerman, blank.
It's like
Cowherd, blank. Jason Wright, blank. And it's like they're saying just preposterous things.
I know.
And they're just saying it to get hits on the web and stuff like that. And it just annoys me.
It's too much yelling.
It's not even the yelling. It's just like, I don't know. Maybe that's why my career has gone down the toilet. It's just there's just a lot of gray area.
I know.
I mean, I just think with stuff there's gray area. It's like,
which is okay.
If you take Chase Young, you're making a mistake that's going to set your team back for 15 years. It's like, okay,
yeah.
Maybe you'll be right. Odds are you'll be wrong, but you'll just come out with another one tomorrow.
You know when this started? Because it happened in politics first. Both CNN, Fox, MSNBC, it got angry and it has carried into sports shows.
I think
my opinion.
I think sports actually started at first with Stephen A. Smith and Bayless on First Take the first
They weren't
time.
This angry.
No, the first one was Woody Page. It was Woody Page and Skip Bayless.
Oh, right.
That was the first ever arguing duo. I mean,
it was Cold Pizza, right?
Yeah. PTI started it, but they're always reasonable.
Right,
like,
exactly.
They actually have reasonable conversations. 97 won the ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.